Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm getting a charge on my bill for a Discover my account, and I don't know what it's for. It's been going on since October, I believe.
Okay.
And I don't recall ever signing up for anything from your company. Were you originally being called Boozo Foom Company?
No, ma'am. I'm not familiar with that term at all. What this is, however, that you called, ma'am, is a third-party call center. We provide customer support for online vendors and merchants. If you give me your zip code,
92314.
Thank you. What's your first and last name?
Ellen Kessler.
Ms. Kessler, thank you. Can you verify that shipping address for me for security purposes on your account, ma'am?
P.O. Box 2186, Big Bear City, California, 92314.
Thank you so kindly, Ms. Kessler. Give me a minute to look at this account and see what's going on. Okay, I see that it looks like you paid shipping and handling back on the 17th of September of last year for a spy cam. The charges
you
never received it?
Nope.
Hang on just a moment, ma'am. Well, you know what? They have been doing this. Wait a minute. Let me see here. Some notes here. Ship manually using 4-ship. Now, I pulled the tracking number, and it does not indicate that the package was ever delivered or assigned a tracking number. This is going to be a fun phone call.
No, okay. This was a scam because now I'm being charged $49.97 a month.
Yes.
I don't have any clue what that was for.
Okay. Well, let me explain to you. Excuse me for cutting you off, Ms. Kessler. The reason they were charging you $49.99 a month was because once you order that spy cam and pay the shipping, they say it's an introductory free gift for something called the Factory Direct Store. Now, please just hear me out. Okay. Now, what they do is they give you this gadget, spy cam. You pay the shipping, but then like 3 to 4 days later, they send you a charge of $49.97. This is a monthly charge. What it's for is because they enroll you in something called the Factory Direct Savings Store, in which they give you a $125 gift card every month so you can shop online at this place called Best Consumers Gadget Club, which is an online web store. In your situation, you have been charged 6
right.
times for the Factory Direct Store. You haven't received your spy cam. Okay.
Nope.
I'm definitely gonna I'm gonna have to switch this call over to a supervisor. Can you hold, ma'am?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. One moment, please. And I appreciate your patience, Ms. Kessler.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Kessler, thank you so much for your patience, ma'am. Now, I called the supervisor over. Mind you now, this is a third-party call center. We provide customer support for these online vendors. This particular vendor offers to reship that product back to you, okay? The spy cam. Would you like a reship?
Well, here's the thing. This was proposed on my phone. I got this message. It was supposed to be a reward from Capital One.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was a big, so this makes this a scam. There was no mention of the factory direct sales or anything in this. And so I was signing up, what I thought was through a Capital One reward program.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I want the whole thing stopped. I want, however it takes to stop payment, to remove my name from this, whatever. I don't care about the camera at this point.
Right.
I have paid for it because I did pay the $670. So how do we get it stopped?
Okay, I'm about to cancel that account out. I'm going to give you your cancellation number.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I'm going to also refund that money back to your account. That $670.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay. Now, I guess because the charges are so old, that charge is so old, rather, I'm going to have to do it manually, meaning I'm going to have to send it to to management. So tonight what they'll do is they'll issue out that refund for the shipping and handling.
Okay.
But I do have a cancellation number for you.
I'll take it.
Okay, your cancellation number is going to be C, as in cancel.
Uh-huh.
257.
257.
900.
900.
816.
816.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, they're going to send you, they're going to send you a refund confirmation email once they start, once they process your refund. Copy. Okay. Let me just complete this because we have to put it on a separate thing so they'll know to refund you. The shipping and handling. Now, let me ask you this. Have you disputed these charges with your bank at all?
Well, it's through Discover. Yes, I have.
Okay.
It's in dispute right now.
Okay. So this
started in October.
Right. So this is what we need you to do, ma'am. I'm glad you tell me that. Now, the way it works is, so did you dispute the $675?
No, I didn't because
okay,
I thought
I can
that
refund
was,
that then. Yeah. Okay. So what you have to do, you don't have to. But this is the smart thing to do, ma'am. Now, because these companies have these terms and conditions that they have when they give you these offers, like they said, you want a rewards thing, right? That's how it was presented to you. Okay.
Right.
So when you see that and they say, well, okay, pay $670 and we'll ship you out a spy cam.
Right.
They in the terms and conditions, if I've already been told, okay, for $6.70, I get this reward, I'm not going to think that I need to read through pages and pages of terms and conditions to find out that I'm going to be charged a lump sum on a monthly basis here on out, because I'm taking the word of what the notification said. I want a reward, pay $6.70, right?
Right.
But the way that they have it drafted is it's in there. By law, they couldn't charge you unless some way you agreed to the terms and conditions, even though it may have been unbeknownst to you. It was like hiding in plain sight, so to speak. Okay.
Yeah, well,
so,
I never saw anything.
Right. But what the credit card companies do in the midst of a dispute is they'll call this company, they'll get someone on the phone, and they'll say, we have a client that has we have a mutual client, and she's saying that these charges aren't valid. What they do is they'll call us and they'll say, well, and in your case, you're a shoo-in anyway, because first of all, there's no tracking number, so it was never sent to you. But they ask for a tracking number. Then they ask for Do we have your email address? Do we have the customer's phone number? What they're trying to do is build a case so they can side against the customer so they won't have to pay that money themselves, right?
Right.
On our half, we can't refund an amount when it's in dispute until we get word from the credit card company or the bank stating that the customer is willing to cancel the dispute. At that juncture, we're able to refund the customer in full. So, and it's a lot of charges here. That's a lot of money, man. So what I would suggest, now this is just my suggestion, you can go ahead and let the dispute go through and see if Discover will side with you. But I'm telling you, Ms. Kelsler, I've been working here a year and some change, and I'm telling you, these credit card companies, basically, I don't care how long you've been with them, it shocks me sometimes how they'll be like, oh, you have this? Oh, well, it was a trial. Well, I don't know what they're calling us. And they decide with the company. So I'm suggesting that you call Discover. Tell them that you spoke to customer support, that we canceled out the account, we refunded the initial shipping and handling charge, but that you were told that if the bank calls the company back with you on the phone and state that they're willing to drop the dispute, then we'll give you a full refund. That's the best way to do it, because that's 100% guarantee, Ms. Kelsler, that you'll get your money back. It's not saying that you don't believe that the charges are unjust. What it's saying is, I want all my money back the simplest way. And this is 100% way that you'll get it back. Now, it's totally up to you, but I'm just telling you this person to person.
Well, so far, my Discover has credited me back the charges that were in this in October and December. So,
oh, okay. I do see a couple were declined. Okay,
yeah.
Wait. Okay,
yeah.
So there was
right.
one for this. Okay, there was one for January. There was
right.
one approved in December. It was one approved in November. It was one approved in October. And it was one approved in September.
Right, so far. It's temporary right now.
Okay, so how many have you been giving back? You said, I'm sorry.
All up to, by trying to count back, I'm thinking up until the January one.
Okay, January was declined.
Okay.
But there were, yeah, let me see, 11. It seems like, there were only two declines, but some of the months they billed twice once it, okay, say, it was declined 11/22, but then they ran it again 11/25, and your bank approved.
Right.
So if you've gotten four refunds back from your bank, then you're all set. But see,
well, except that they're temporary right now. They're still
right.
in dispute. And
okay.
here's the thing: this company changed names. When it first started out, it was BUZOFUM, and then all of a sudden it's going to Makosa J Sales. It changed names. Uh-huh.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Okay. Still, as a safety now, because like I told you, that's what they do. They'll give you the money back temporarily, but once they call us, I'm thinking you're going to be straight either way because you never even got the actual product.
No.
But if you want, I would just to, because I know this is 100% way that that's how we end up refunding people when they've disputed. Of course, did they temporarily give you the money back? But once they call and confirm certain things, they may, you know, you'll get a charge back on the account, like maybe next month. You know, they kind of drag their feet with the disputes. But if you want to, I mean, I would try it, Ms. Kessler. Call
well,
them.
I'm gonna call them right now and talk to them.
Call them and tell them that.
Yeah.
Say you talk to customer support. My name is Vicky. Say she canceled out the account. She refunded my shipping and handling. And she told me that if you guys call and say that we're willing to drop the dispute, they'll refund my money. That way they get their money back. You get your money back. Okay, at this point, it's about you and that $200.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Is there any
I had it. I'm sorry.
I can call? Is there any way I can call you directly, Vicki? Do you have a direct line at all?
I wish I did, but see, I'm noting your account as we speak. Give me just a second. So whomever answers the phone, Ms. Kessler, will know. That's why when I saw your account, and then definitely when I saw that they hadn't even sent it out to you yet, and you had all those charges, I said, oh, this is going to be a fun phone call. And I personally, I like helping people, you know, and you deserve it. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
to
I
me, it is, you know.
Scam, so what were you, the cancellation number that you gave me, that's for the $6.70, correct?
That's for the account period. That's for, did I give you 258-818-431?
No, what's that?
That's okay. That's just every time they try to charge you or put something on your account, there's a number that comes up. But that amount was declined. What cancellation number did I give you? Did I give you the 257-900-816?
No, I have a C257-900-816.
Where's that one at? Okay, that's the initial. That was for the where you first paid. That's the initial charge on the 670, but it cancels out the whole account.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, so when they meet...
So they can't charge me anymore?
No. And see, they just recently, as the 26th, tried to run that charge again, ma'am. So
right.
I've canceled out the account. They won't be charging you again. Give me just a moment. I'm going to type up a note on your account and inform them that you called in to cancel and get refunded. No, I can't say refunded. Called it a cancel. Okay. Account is in dispute. Customer is willing to drop dispute if refunded in full. Have bank call back. Simple as that. So whoever sees this, okay, the note says customer called in to cancel. Account is in dispute with
Discover too, yeah.
Yeah, it says customer call back to cancel. Account is in dispute with Discover. Customer is willing to drop this dispute if refunded in full. We'll have bank call back. So whoever sees this will automatically know, okay, this account is canceled. Well, Discover knows what to do because they do this all the time anyway. So,
okay.
And just my name, you could just use my name as a reference. Just call them and tell them that you canceled the account and that the customer service rep told you that the policy is if they drop the dispute, we'll refund you in full. And all they have to do is give us a call back with you on the line because there's certain information that they can't give us about your account. So you have to be on the phone. You know, they have to have you on the phone by law.
Oh, okay. So. What do I have a cancellation for the account number?
Yes, it's that number I gave you is the same thing. It cancels out the whole account.
Oh, okay.
Now, is there anything else that I can assist you with today, Ms. Kessler,
no,
before I hang up?
No, I appreciate your help.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. I'm sorry you had to go through that. Two times are too hard right now for anybody to be taking anybody's money unbeknownst or, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't think they did it maliciously because there is a clause in there. You know, because see,
well,
some people call the same day and they're like, well, I ordered this spy cam, I ordered this headlamp. But as soon as I paid the shipping and handling, I got an email saying that I'm going to be charged such and such and such and such every month. So it's in there somewhere, definitely. And it has to be by law, like I said. But you just have your bank call us back, ma'am, and they'll take care of you and get you together. And I'm sorry you had to go through that, Ms. Kessler.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good evening and stay safe, ma'am. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.